It is Monday. I thoroughly enjoy my weekends and my time with family, but I miss all of you. I'm happy to be back and happy to have you here with me. I am a fighter. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, back at the height of this military vaccination push, we had a lot of vaccine whistleblowers join us from the armed forces. At the very beginning, when this COVID-19 plandemic rolled out, a well-planned attack on humanity, an attack perpetuated by your government, a biowarfare attack. Yet that's what this was. Not some lab leak, not some bat and a pangolin, not Wuhan, China. Maybe that was the bioweapons lab that it originated from. Pentagon overseen, NIH overseen, U.S. taxpayer funded, CIA overseen weapons lab in Wuhan, China. Using a gain of function genetic sequence that was developed right here in the United States at Fort Detrick, and the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, Ralph Baric. Yet when all of this came to fruition and rolled out as they were scaring the hell out of you to push you toward an injectable weapon of biowarfare, during that time, Dr. Sam Sigaloff was a U.S. Army major serving as the medical director at Raymond Bliss Army Health Clinic at Fort Wachua, Arizona, near the Mexican border. Well, Dr. Sigaloff refused the COVID-19 shot in 2021 due to his strict personal morals and his personal beliefs. Also, as a doctor, he refused to join in on coercing any of his patients to get that shot. And instead, he did his best to let them obtain real information about these injections and then decide on their own. He also specifically recommended against children and pregnant women and nursing mothers, saying you should not get this shot. If people requested a medical exemption from this shot, he would grant one. Now, as we told you, Fort Wachua is close to the Mexican border. There's an awful lot that our military could be doing there to help America along that border. They could be building walls and other fortifications to keep out illegal criminal migrants. They could be shooting them to stop them. They could be shooting at drug smugglers as they come across the border and human traffickers. Or they could send some drones over the border and do airstrikes on these cartel leaders while they're still in Mexico. It's not like Mexico's own government will do any of this after all. But the point is, there is a lot that the Army could be doing, and they're doing none of it. Because instead, the biggest job of the military right now and since 2020 has been as vaccine police against our own servicemen. Because of his refusal to get that shot or to compel it for others, Dr. Sigaloff was suspended from clinical practice in September of 2021. Then they deemed him a national security threat and escorted him out of his own clinic under armed guard. He was placed under a gag order, barring him from speaking about COVID or seeing any patients. The Texas Medical Board has placed Dr. Sigaloff under investigation, which of course means that when he's drummed out of the military at the end of August and his pay ceases, he won't be able to get a medical license in Arizona due to an ongoing investigation. So instead, Dr. Sigaloff is going to war. Not against some far-off shithole Middle Eastern country of no importance, no. Dr. Sigaloff is going to war against the Secretary of Defense for destroying his career and trying to kill him. His goal isn't to vindicate himself, but all military personnel who were targeted for destruction for refusing to get a useless and damaging shot that they didn't want and that they didn't need, and that we now know was an intentional attack. He isn't pursuing this case for money. In fact, all he had to do was go along with all this, and he'd be incredibly well off. He's a doctor and a military veteran. You could basically print money with those qualifications, but instead, Dr. Sigaloff is fighting for his beliefs and for the rights of all vaccine-resisting servicemen. He has spent a huge amount of money on this case. And meanwhile, the government's strategy seems to be to just drag this case out until Dr. Sigaloff simply can't afford to fight anymore. Well, with that in mind, if you want to join us in supporting the Sigaloffs, go to givesendgo.com/G37EN or just type in Sigaloff under givesendgo.com. Dr. Sigaloff joins us now. Sam, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having me on.
Most importantly, thank you for your fight, and thank you for standing up to this unbelievable, overreaching tyranny that's happening in our own country, in our own armed services. Can you imagine an America that looks like this?
I can't. And first, I have to say that any view that I express is solely held by myself, not the DOD, not the Department of the Army, nor the U.S. government.
Yeah, of course. So tell us, what is your viewpoint?
So my viewpoint is, originally, it was these are unknown. At this point, I now believe these are bioweapons developed in part by China. And I actually have started my own podcast to help get the information out. In episode 33, I show public source documentation as to how this is a bioweapon just by looking at their redaction codes. If you look at Bravo 4 redaction codes that are peppered throughout the Pfizer documents that were released through FOIA by Judicial Watch, it's B4, B4, B4. Well, B4 redaction code means to expose that would inhibit the application of a state-of-the-art U.S. weapon system.
So this is a state-of-the-art U.S. weapon system?
That's the only thing that I can assume.
Well, they tell us that right out in the wide open. So these people not only need to be sued successfully by the Sigaloffs, you, but these people also need to face a military tribunal.
And I took this information to a commander on post, and he said, well, you know, keep doing your fight. You just have to do it outside of the military.
Why wouldn't your commander get involved? Why wouldn't he take like evidence that's right in front of him? I mean, they're openly admitting that this is a weapon of biowarfare in the patents that they have for the pegylated lipid nanoparticle. They say that this is a weapon of biowarfare. Why won't somebody in the higher up ranks of the military take the evidence, irrefutable, indisputable physical evidence, and go and do something about it? Why?
Because it's hard to go against the system. When you spent the past 20 years becoming a round peg to fit in a round hole, you can't be a square peg. That's exactly what I was told by this commander.
So we have a lawsuit to look forward to. And that's, I mean, not to say that you're not doing your part, but that's it. There's nobody in the entire military that has the rank to do something about this that's willing to do it?
It doesn't seem to exist. We would need a one star at least, and we can't seem to find one.
You've looked high and low, far and wide, left and right. There's not a one star anywhere that will do anything. Have you brought this to all of them?
All the ones that I can. I have a network of people that I know of lawyers that are looking for a one star to begin tribunals, and they have not been able to find one. There's plenty of retired 1-, 2-, 3-star generals, but none active duty that would be required to start military tribunals.
So long and short of this, let me just ask you, I mean, just straight up, are we a conquered country?
It would certainly seem that way.
Okay. So, I agree. Let's just say that we're a conquered country now. What do 450 million guns and 350 million Americans do about that?
You have to stand for your rights. I took an oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And the hard part is to figure out when someone is an enemy and how you stand up against that fight, because I'm not advocating for violence. The way I've stood up for that fight is to take the government to the legal court and try and get justice that way. Because what they're doing to me isn't just to me. It's to every service member that I provided a medical exemption to. It's to every service member that may receive a medical exemption in the future, but now won't be able to because of the chilling effect, meaning no doctor will give a medical exemption because they don't want their career destroyed like Sigaloff's had.
I'm not advocating for violence either, but I'm sure as hell fortunate, and so are the rest of us, that our forefathers did.
I personally know a man, Mark Bashaw, he's a lieutenant, and he's getting administratively discharged after 17 years. He's got about 2 days left. He was convicted for not getting the shot in a court martial. It's illegal to tell a service member to get the shot.
So we as people are supposed to take this to a judiciary that is completely overtaken and corrupt as well.
The military system seems that it is incapable of making a rash decision, looking at the law objectively.
So we can't depend on the military. You know, there's a group of people who say the military is secretly in control. Do you believe that?
Not at all.
Okay.
I think they might be in control, but for the wrong reasons.
So we're waiting for a military to come and save us. That's not going to happen, is it?
No. And that's what's so terrible about this white hat, black hat idea, is that it pushes people into just silence and to do nothing. Just wait for the plan to happen. There is no plan. You are the white hat if you're standing against this. You must do something. Not violent, but call your congressman, call your senator and say, I will not stand for the military to be destroyed. There's been over 8,500 people discharged because of the shot.
Call your congressman or your senator, who, by the way, is equally as bought and paid for and sold out to the uniparty globalist elites and the special interests and the lobbyists. And they have been blackmailed and they have been bribed. And there are pictures of them probably diddling little kids on Epstein Island. We're supposed to believe in these people, Sam?
I want to believe in the system.
I do,
so
too. I do,
never
too.
Has to be used.
I want to believe in it, too. But it's all fake. All of it. 100% of it is fake. It's corrupt. There's no judiciary. We have a group of people that are still sitting in jail. Prisoners of war, Americans being held on our own soil who were guided through the Capitol building, staying in the rope stanchions and escorted by cops. And they were assaulted and they have been, without due process, held for over 2 years. We have the son of the alleged sitting president, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden. It's an open and shut case of treason and criminal bribery and fraud. And he will not see a day in jail. How can we believe in this system? You're damn right, we need a revival. That's exactly right. Give us the give, send, go again, please, because this is a fight that I personally am going to fund. You're going to need all the help that you can get. You've already spent $90-some thousand on legal costs for this. I mean, so you're not doing this to get rich.
No, sir. How can people help you? $100,000 of my own money. If you go to Give, Send, Go and put Sigloff or Sigloff v. Austin, you'll find the page my wife has set up.
Yeah, I found it. And the story on there is very well articulated, and everybody can totally understand exactly what it is that you're doing and why you're doing it. I know the Sigloffs don't want you to go broke helping them, but if we don't dig our cleats in the dirt right here, down no balls and two strikes with two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning, if we don't get in and swing the bat, we're never going to have an opportunity to win. You can't hit the ball if you don't swing the bat. Get in the fight.
If half of your audience gives the minimum donation of $5, we will have a tsunami of funds that will allow to see this lawsuit to the end.
Yeah. Well, we will be with you fighting until the end as well. Dr. Sigloff, to you and your family, God bless you and thank you so much. We look forward to hearing back on a victory. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call Goldco today, 855-706-GOLD.
The medical mafia is ripping life-saving medication off the shelves, overwhelming the system.
That's against the law.
No, actually it's not.
While communist doctors are doing everything they can to withhold care from patients in need.
Vaccination, Jim, has been the solution to every major public health issue. But when you have a virus that's circulating in the community, and you are not vaccinated, you are part of the problem.
But there's hope. Dr. Stella Emanuel is saving lives with early treatments that are proven to work.
I just want to let everybody know in America, you don't have to get sick. You don't have to wait till you get sick.
Everybody needs to have ivermectin hydroxychloroquine in their medicine cabinet.
Dr. Stella is taking patients today. Go to drstellamd.com and use promo code STU to book an appointment and get life-saving meds sent straight to your doorstep. No hassle, no Fauci, only compassion. drstellamd.com. Promo code STU.
As someone who goes to battle every day with the demonic deep state, as someone who's constantly researching and trying to get information to you, booking interviews, scheduling huge projects like documentaries like Died Suddenly, obviously energy is an issue. Sometimes you have no afternoon energy. Sometimes your mood is affected. So I started taking Newtopia. I felt a noticeable improvement in my ability to focus and or remember important things once I started using Newtopia. I noticed a boost in my cognitive performance, my energy levels, my mood. Since I began taking Newtopia, I've been able to power through challenging tasks and distractions and manage more projects than ever without rising stress levels, which is incredibly important in current times. Since incorporating Newtopia into my routine, I articulate my thoughts more clearly. So why is Newtopia the best? They have developed a highly effective nootropics specifically designed to unlock your brain's maximum focus and concentration and creativity. Personalize your pack for your unique neurochemistry, choosing from 9 breakthrough brain formulas, formulas designed to help with a range of mental and emotional issues. Go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. Again, Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. If you want big discounts, use promo code Stu Peters when you go to Newtopia.com/Stu Peters. So the completely bogus, made up, fake COVID national emergency is over. The only people that are still wearing masks, of course, are the hideous tranny freak shows that are embarrassed to show their faces. Criminals, of course, on the south side of Chicago and elsewhere that want to hide their faces. The hopelessly neurotic people and hypochondriacs. Hardly anyone at all still requires masks inside stores. Thank God for that. But make no mistake, COVID is not done affecting American politics. Now, the shadow of COVID and the damage that it caused will loom over the entire 2024 fake election process. Some of that, of course, will be indirect. America's economy is shaky. Our national debt is at the brink of causing a profound crisis. And both of these were caused directly by lockdowns. Who's responsible for that? But COVID is impacting the race in other ways as well. Of course, it's driving the surprise presidential candidacy of RFK Jr. 2 weeks ago, RFK Jr. got a bunch of attention for his appearance on Joe Rogan's podcast. And then, of course, last week he got even more after mass-murdering vaccine pimp Peter Hotez attacked him and then refused to even show up for a debate like a man. What a complete coward. Even with an offer of more than $1 million for the charity of his choice, Peter Hotez refuses to have that vaccine debate. And then there's the matter of Donald Trump. If anything brings Trump down with the people that elected him in 2016, it'll be his role in enabling lockdowns and, most importantly, rushing out this COVID jab, weapon of biowarfare that Joe Biden then forced onto tens of millions of people, including children who are now dead. Trump is still acting as the world's biggest vaccine shill salesman. He's not apologizing for rushing out this shot that's responsible for maiming and killing countless people. There's honestly a very disturbing amount of amnesia around this. It seems that people are either paid not to talk about it or are too cowardly to mention this. An awful lot of MAGA supporters are just racing back to Trump like nothing ever happened. They aren't demanding that Trump repudiate the disasters and failures of 2020. But not all of us are like that. Some of us are loyal to our country. Some of us are loyal to the America First agenda. Some of us are loyal to the 2016 message of Trump, but not Trump, the extremely fallible human being. Jeffrey Tucker is a daily contributor at the Epoch Times. He's the president of the Brownstone Institute. He's a principled libertarian, and based on all of that, he's been amplifying the recent arguments from RFK Jr. and is making a lot of criticisms about Trump's COVID record, and he joins us now. How dare you?
Right. It's nice to see you. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course.
Your comments about Trump are very interesting, and I don't understand it entirely, because Trump was the one who kicked off this national disaster, really a turning point in American history, away from traditional liberties and constitutional rights, and he did it under the pretext of a disease that turns out to have not been, much more severe than a typical coronavirus, which we knew going into this. Now, Why did he do it? They say he was trolled, he was lied to. All that is true, but why doesn't he just come out and say it? I mean, it would be earth-shattering. It would be extraordinary. It would be an amazing thing for him to just say, they tried to get me on Russia, they tried to get me on Ukraine, they finally got me on COVID, right? And just say, this shows the problem of the deep state, but I'm madder than ever, and I'm going to come back and clean the place up. That's what he should say, but I don't know entirely why he's unwilling to say it. And part, it might be because of his ego. That's what most people say, that he just learned long ago that he could never admit that he's wrong. That's possible. But there's also the slightly more disturbing fact that the COVID response is driven by the National Security Council and the biosecurity deep state. And so a lot of the details behind the scenes, you know, that we don't know about it because it's all classified. So he's definitely knowledgeable of all that classified information. And, you know, when you're president and you're dealing with a classified situation, you're kind of swearing fealty to a lifetime of secrecy. So he may feel himself bound by that, too. That's very possible.
So in other words, I know this thing was a bioweapon. I knew it was a weapon of biowarfare, but yet I allowed them to deploy it on innocent Americans anyways.
Something along those lines. I'm not entirely sure what he would say. They, you know, somebody like, yeah, they told me it was a bioweapon from China. And also maybe U.S. security interests were steeped in the involvement in Wuhan, which I'm pretty sure is true. I think we know that that's true. And so maybe he just feels like he knows too much and he, you know, is being intimidated into silence over the
There's the idea that he has a gun to his head, you know, mm-hmm. and that, I mean, even that could look like something like this, and you can tell me if you agree. Now that millions of people have been maimed or killed by the injections that you brought to market, don't you dare go against the grain, because that blood could easily be on your hands.
It's possible. And two, you know, he was supported very heavily by Pfizer. And don't forget that his first FDA chief was himself, you know, a product of Pfizer, who then, you know, became the head of his FDA. When he left, he went back to Pfizer. That would be Scott Gottlieb. And we know from the record that the weekend of March, March 14th and 15th, Scott Gottlieb was on the phone advising extreme lockdowns. He more than even Birx or Fauci was saying, if you think you've gone far enough with lockdowns, the truth is you haven't gone far enough. You need to go much further. That was Scott Gottlieb's advice, at least according to all the people who were there. Who themselves might be lying, you know, I don't trust anything, but that's what they say. This is what Scott Gottlieb suggested, and Trump went along with it. And then on March 16th, held that famous press conference at which he issued an edict that said all indoor and outdoor venues where people congregate must close. And that was a direct attack on, you know, the First Amendment, to say nothing of normal human association rights and religious freedom and everything else. But that's the edict that he issued. Now, if you look back at that press conference, the circumstances under which it came out were very strange, because they held a long press conference and never revealed what was sitting right there in front of all the reporters in a PDF. They never read those words. And finally, one of the reporters said, are you seeing that all bars and restaurants in America have to close? And Trump didn't really know the answer, so he deferred it over to Fauci. Fauci looked to Birx and expected her to give the answer. Instead, she got up to the microphone and began to change the subject, talking about surface spread and asymptomatic transmission, all the usual blather. Fauci got upset with her because she was clearly dissembling. Walks up to the microphone and says, I'm just going to read you what the CDC says. It's in small print on the PDF in front of you. And he starts to read it. And at that very moment, somebody distracts Trump from within the audience of the press room. And Trump looks at him and gives him a high sign and a wave and smiles and says hello. And then Trump's listening out of the side of his ear. When Fauci finishes reading that sentence, Trump then realizes he's back on. Gets up to the microphone, and it is pretty clear from the video that Trump didn't, you know, hear a word that Fauci was saying. And then Fauci steps back behind the podium, looks at Burks. She gives him a mischievous smile. He smiles back and nods his head slightly like that. And she winks, and that was it.
These people are just absolute criminals. Listening to you describe it like that, just like word for word, and all of the things, it gives me the chills thinking that people are toying with people's lives, children's lives. I mean, pulling children out of school, putting these Sharia face muzzles on them, removing smiles from their teachers and their peers and their daily interaction and even their family. I mean, hugging each other through like bubble wrap and plastic. It was the most devastating thing that we've ever seen. So, but what do you attribute to this, like this amnesia from, you know, Trump supporters, you know, MAGA supporters that will just look past all this and say, no, he's playing 4D chess or 5,000D chess or the military's in control or trust the plan or you have no idea what was going on inside of there. I mean, hey, from where I sit, if you're the president of the United States, the buck stops with you. So I don't care about all this. I was lied to and I was duped. Well, if that's the case and you're still refusing to say it, then you're unfit to lead your own family, much less the country.
Yeah, I think it might be psychological in the sense that people get really committed to that which they agreed to earlier, you know. And so it was Trump that issued this order. If that had come from Obama, it would have been, you know, an uprising around the country. But this term in politics is called triangulation. Let's assign the guy least likely to do something to do it, and then his supporters can get confounded and confused. That's what happened on that day. I mean, if Nixon went to China, Clinton, you know, cut the welfare state, Trump locked down the country. So they were, you know, willing to go along with it. And in those days, what they said was, if you want to protect yourself from COVID, you have to lock down. Trump supporters said, okay, we're locked down. Then the Trump administration, not really Trump himself, but the deep state, which obtained full control from March 13th onwards. That was the day of the HHS declaration. Then announced that you had to wear a mask. So if you want to get out of lockdown, you have to wear a mask. And so we wore a mask. And then they were both locked down and masked. And then we said, we hate these lockdowns, these masks. I said, well, if you hate those, then you can get the shot, which came out 2 weeks after Trump was declared the loser in that election. And then it was, and then of course we got shot, then we still had masks and we still had quasi lockdowns, you know, and this went on for another year or two. So it was a catastrophe. I do want to tell you one quick story, which is pretty interesting about the release of the vaccine. You're very interested in the subject. Fauci specifically delayed the release of the mRNA shot until after the election. 2 weeks before the election, Moderna came to him and said, okay, we're through with all of our trials. We're ready to go. And Trump got really excited about it. And Fauci wrote them back and said, I've looked at your trials. There's not enough racial diversity in the number of people that have tested the shot. So you need to go back and do that, and then we'll release the shot. So sure enough, another month went by, and then it was released. I assumed that that was specifically an election tactic and had nothing to do with concern for the rights and liberties and well-being of members of the Black American community.
Give them guns, step back, and watch them kill each other. Tupac famously said that. He knew what was going on, ostensibly probably why he's dead, along with everybody else who magically dies, including Joan Rivers, who's a recent hero of mine. We appreciate you coming on, Jeffrey Tucker, and hope that you will come back soon. Make sure that you check out Epic Times. All the things that you're doing over there are fantastic. We appreciate the insight.
That's my pleasure. I'm happy to come back and talk more about this very important subject.
Yeah, very good. We will do that. More of the Stu Peters Show continues next.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
Guys, you know that I'm a huge fan of Chuck Norris. He's not just an action star. He's a veteran. He's a family man. And he's actually really big on health. I don't know if you knew that or not. But get this. He says that he feels better right now at age 83 than he has in years. And it's not from making one change to his diet. What he realized is that after decades of trying every supplement out there, most of them did absolutely nothing for his health. I'm sure that you have tried these as well. But a few did provide dramatic changes. So he put them all together in a drink that he calls Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines all 10 of Chuck Norris's favorite supplements into one daily drink. It's got probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for all those muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. I gotta say, I started taking Morning Kick, and I can see why everyone's raving about it. What's amazing is how much more energy I have. Digestion is fantastic. I'm thinking more clearly. Obviously, everyone is unique, so results will be different for different people. But for me, it's an absolute game changer. Makes me feel younger. Plus, it tastes great, just like strawberry lemonade. It's become my favorite drink, actually. If you want to try it for yourself, head over to Chuck Norris's website, roundhouseprovisions.com/stew. Again, roundhouseprovisions.com/stew, or click the link in any one of our broadcasts. All individuals are unique. As such, your results can and will vary.
You survived the first pandemic, but the elite have more planned.
We don't just need more money for vaccines for children. We need more money to plan for the second pandemic. There's going to be another pandemic. We have to think ahead.
The enemy is packing every shot with mRNA nanopoison, decimating immune systems, putting millions at risk of vaccine-induced genocide. Trust, the medicine that killed COVID. Real supplements that saved families. Dr. Zelenko saved millions with his patented early treatment protocol and now has the shield against hidden viruses. The Z-Stack protocol is your family's best chance at defeating the next bioweapon attack. Fortify your immune system today with the Z-Stack from our friend, Dr. Zelenko. A one-pill formula taken twice a day. Everything you need to fight back against bioweapons. Z-Stack protocol. Stock up now. Be prepared. Stand ready. ZStackProtocol.com.
Heart disease, blood clots, strokes, kidney failure. These can all be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle listed as side effects. And to top it all off, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary relief. It's only masking the true problem, which is inflammation. It's not only ineffective, it's expensive and downright dangerous, especially for seniors to be popping ibuprofen pills. That's why researchers are saying to add this Antarctic supernutrient to your diet. These are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. In fact, it can outperform ibuprofen, Advil, and Tylenol. And it doesn't have the dangerous side effects mentioned above either. Better yet, for a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to StopMyInflammation.com right now to get your special offer for being a part of my audience. StopMyInflammation.com. Welcome back. Okay, so let's just be entirely honest here. In the vast majority of societies that have ever existed in all of human history, Hunter Biden would be executed for his behavior. Seriously, I mean, let's just go over some of the things that he's done. First, a preface though, Hunter Biden is a completely worthless parasite. He has done literally nothing his entire life except for abuse drugs and buy hookers. The only thing that he's ever done is cash in on his father's status. For example, as soon as he finished law school, he was offered this elite job by this credit card company called NBNA. Why? Because his father was so helpful to that company while he was in the Senate. Hunter Biden was totally unqualified for that job, to be clear. Everyone knew it. So then 20 years later, once again, Hunter used his dad's connections, this time to get a direct commission into the U.S. Navy as an officer. But then he immediately washed out, of course, because of his heavy drug abuse. But despite this lifetime of nothing but injecting drugs and banging whores, somehow foreigners were constantly lining up to give Hunter Biden money. We've known for years that this Ukrainian, corrupt, fake energy company called Burisma hired Hunter Biden as an anti-corruption expert, of all things, and then paid him $50,000 a month for that incredibly valuable expertise. Well, now we know even more. As of last week, thanks to the IRS whistleblower, we know of this text exchange that Hunter had with a Chinese finance oligarch. Quote, I'm sitting here with my father. We would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled. Tell the director that I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand. And now means tonight. And Z, if I get a call or a text from anyone involved in this other than you, Zhang, or the chairman, I will make certain that between the man sitting next to me and every person that he knows, and my ability to forever hold a grudge, that you will regret not following my direction. I'm sitting here waiting for the call with my father. Unquote. That actually happened. It's not an allegation. That's not a conspiracy theory. That text exchange actually happened. And then, just a few days later, Hunter received a $5 million wire from China. And thanks to his laptop, we know that when this text message was sent, Hunter was, in fact, at the Biden family home in Delaware. I mean, this is just the most flagrant criminal activity this side of the Clinton Foundation. Hunter Biden simply just sells off America to the highest bidder and then sets aside money for his dad as part of the bargain. And we know that 100% because on his laptop, we can see his private messages to his sister complaining about funding Joe's lifestyle. This is the most open and shut case of corruption and treason against America that you can imagine. So what did we get in response? More treason. Courtesy of our federal government, the same people who will throw you in solitary confinement for years if you wandered into the Capitol under police escort on January 6th. Thanks to this new IRS whistleblower, we know the whole story. Federal investigators realized that they could find evidence in a storage unit owned by the Bidens. So what happened? A federal prosecutor tipped Hunter off so they could remove any evidence there. The FBI received an allegation of foreign bribery from a confidential source. So what did they do? They kept it hidden instead of passing it along to the IRS to investigate. The DOJ blocked a search of the Biden family home and let an easy investigation drag out for 5 freaking years. And finally, last week, the DOJ cut a sweetheart deal with Hunter Biden that will keep him out of prison. He'll receive no jail time. When others charged with similar tax and firearm offenses received decades in prison. You want to know what would happen in a society with any self-respect at all whatsoever? I'll tell you what would be happening right now. Hunter Biden would be marched out into the middle of the National Mall in Washington. He'd be escorted up onto a tall scaffold so a huge crowd could easily see him. And then a rope would be carefully placed around his neck and tightened just so. And then the charges for which he'd been found guilty, bribery and corruption and treason, would be read aloud to him. And then a trap door would spring, dropping him about 6 feet and snapping his neck and rendering him dead. That's the fate that sane societies dole out to their worst traitors. But America isn't a sane society, so we just let traitors roam free instead. John Zadronzi is very familiar with this. He's the deputy director of investigations at America First Legal. America First has been filing a whole raft of legal challenges against Biden's treasonous immigration policies and his racist anti-white domestic policies. They've also been following along with this, tracking Hunter Biden's trail of criminal activity and behavior in America. John Zadronzi joins us now. John, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me, Stu. It's great to be here.
Yeah, we just don't live in a serious country anymore. I mean, open and shut case against Hunter Biden. I mean, literally what I said should happen to him. Absolutely, other countries dole out that kind of sentencing. What kind of a country do we live in?
Yeah, it's unfortunate, Stu, and I think you're right in many ways. It's really scary in the sense that we could have people who are this plugged into foreign governments, this intent on using government power, government resources, and family name to do bad things. What we've been doing at America First Legal, we've been trying to get to the bottom at what information exactly is out there regarding his involvement. And not only that, not only what Hunter's been doing, but what his father, Joe Biden, was doing well before he was even president. What we found is very disturbing, Stu. We basically found that as of the time that he was vice president, he was arm in arm with Rosemont Seneca. His son was basically using the office of the vice president and its media outlet to engage on all of Hunter's issues, not Joe Biden's issues, but Hunter Biden's issues. So, for example, anytime there was a statement they needed something friendly to be said about Rosemont Seneca, they would reach out to the office of the vice president to make sure that the media were managed. We even had an email where one media personality said, "We will. You'd have to put a gun to our head to get us to write a negative story about the Biden administration, about Joe Biden and Hunter Biden." And we found a lot more since. I think the reality is it's very frightening that he is this person who has been using his father's identity for years, and not just using it for himself, but also using it, obviously, for Joe Biden. I think if it's remarkable to me how much has come out in the last few months that actually proves everything that was happening in October of 2020 was correct, and then some.
Yeah, including the laptop being his, including the fact that he smoked crack naked alongside his underage dead brother's daughter. I mean, the fact that this guy will receive no jail time, the text that we just read aloud in my open here, that was coercion and bribery, blackmail. I mean, he said, if you don't send me $5 million right now, my dad's going to make your life a living hell. And then bang, he gets $5 million from the CCP.
Right. It's really, you know, one thing I can't help but notice too is that we've pretty much now put to bed the issue of whether or not the big guy is Joe Biden. I think that's been settled. And what really I think we need to start thinking about is how on earth can we have an administration that has any decision made that isn't run through the grift filter, right? Did this impact Ukraine? Has this impacted China? Every time I see a press release from the White House, I ask myself, was this the result of some sort of monetary exchange? And normally we criticize administrations for having terrible policies, but this is different. This is when you are officially, you've got someone who's a middleman. It happens to be a family member of the president who is using his position and his parents' position to leverage money. And that could be affecting national policy. American citizens could be dying because of this. In fact, I have no doubt they are. It really begs the question of, what are we going to do about it as a nation? And are we okay with this as a nation? Unfortunately, so far, the answer seems to be yes.
Okay, so what if we're not? What's the remedy?
Well, one thing I would point out about Hunter Biden is we haven't seen the plea agreement. To my knowledge, it's not public. I could be wrong about that. But this plea agreement seems to be, like you mentioned before, anyone else in his situation, including 95% of African Americans who are brought up on these charges, will spend at least 2 years in prison. But my understanding is he probably broke other laws. Now, the only question is whether or not Joe Biden's pardon attorney is going to pardon him for stuff that he has not been charged with. For example, we've been talking about his foreign dealings. He's probably violated the Federal Foreign Agent Registration Act, or FARA, multiple times. That could result in criminal charges. I'm not worried about other criminal conduct being undertaken by Hunter Biden. What I'm worried about is the lack of political willpower of a future administration. There may also be, it's possible but unlikely, Stu, that there are state-level charges that could be brought against Hunter for some of this inappropriate contact with children, people, inappropriate engagement with foreign governments. States have provisions, too, that may deal with this. In terms of immediate action, states may have some options. Again, though, it comes back to, at the federal level, someday it requires we actually be able to win an election again, and then that we have people in charge who have the willpower to convict someone like Hunter Biden of a crime.
Yeah, 2 years in prison. My God. I mean, the guy is like naked with an underage girl. And there's pictures of him naked with an underage girl smoking illicit street drugs. He should be, at very minimum, in prison for the rest of his natural life.
Yeah. And I think what we've seen with Hunter Biden, too, is it does lay bare, as much as the left will deny it. They'll spend a lot of energy denying it every day. Every American can see with their own eyes there is a two-tier justice system in this country.
Yeah.
If you are a normal human being, a normal citizen, or a Republican, they will throw the book at you. If you are a Democrat political official or a family member of a Democrat political official, they will find ways around the system to say that you need a break. And I think Americans just want to get back to equal justice for all. And it's got to happen. Otherwise, at some point, bad things start to happen to the system. When no one trusts the system, everything starts to decay.
Well, we live in a banana republic. We live in an overtaken country with a military that refuses to perform its only actual vital duty, which is to protect Americans from invasion, because as we see, the same criminal is actually orchestrating and planning and carrying out a physical invasion of our country right now at our border. They won't come and protect our borders or our country's citizens against that invasion or the violence or the drugs and the death that results from that. A two-tier justice system is kind of, you know, yeah, it's blatantly obvious. Hannity points it out all the time. What if a Republican behaved like this? But this goes a whole lot deeper than that. I mean, this is an authoritarian Marxist coup d'etat that has been carried out by elite oligarchs around the world to overthrow our country without firing any bullets, because they understand that there are 450 million guns in the hands of patriotic Americans who will use them to protect their families against this horrific violence that we're seeing unfold all over in the streets. So really what we have here is we have a conquered country.
I certainly worry that it's going to be harder and harder for Americans to get their way at the ballot box, too. What worries me is actually, think about this. In a situation where foreign countries have a president by the you-know-what, and they know that they can get a lot out of a situation like that if they've got that president in that position, their incentive to make sure that that person or people like him or her remain in position for a very long time. So if I know a lot of Americans, including myself, had concerns about what happened in 2020. We don't have to go through that right now. If you think that was bad then, imagine a situation where you have foreign powers with the ability to crack into sensitive, secure databases to achieve results they want to maintain. Think about a foreign, armada, maybe not be the right word, but a group of foreign governments that do not like us, do not care for our interests, have the opposite interests, and have an incentive of keeping people like Joe Biden in power. This is why I really think this might be one of the most, I know we say it every time there's an election, but this might be the most important presidential election in U.S. history. It may determine whether or not we hold together or not.
Yeah, somebody would have to show me irrefutable, indisputable, hard evidence, physical proof that that's not already happening, that foreign countries are not influencing our elections. These are internet-connected machines. I mean, people can do whatever they want with those things. We saw exactly what happened. I mean, they can't deny the data. It's right there. We saw the graph, the blue and the red line. We saw that. I mean, we saw it happen at 3 o'clock in the morning. Why did Ron DeSantis have to go to Israel and put his hand on the wall and bow and swear an allegiance before he got the blessing to run for president here in the United States? By the way, while he was there signing some of the most traitorous, treasonous legislation, anti-free speech laws that this country has ever seen in the free state of Florida. Foreign adversaries have been meddling in our elections for a very long time, including our greatest ally. John, we appreciate all the work that you have been doing, and we hope to see you again very soon.
Thank you, Stu.
Everybody now knows that we live in an upside-down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously, it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting, lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon, so kick in your special pricing. Lock it in right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. That's VNSH.com/stew. VNSH.com/stew. It's all back for the money-back guarantee, and I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. Vanish.com/stew right now, today, before this discount expires. Filtersuck.com is the leading manufacturer in filterless air purification systems, whether you're dealing with pollen or mold or dust, shedding from your pet, or vaccinated neighbors, mRNA spike protein shedding. Filtersuck.com has solutions for every scenario, at home, at work, or on the go. Breathe with confidence. Don't let your air suck. Rest well knowing that your home is protected 24/7, so now you can get a unit for your home or a portable unit for on-the-go travel. That's filtersuck.com. Use promo code STEW for 10% off when you go to filtersuck.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for all your support during these times. As you all know, I've been canceled by box stores. My pill has been canceled by shopping channels. They've tried to debank me. They wanted to cancel my voice and your voice. Well, today I'm going to pass the savings on to you. You get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 with your promo code STU. And if you order today, I'm going to give you my book free. This book is not just about addiction, it's entrepreneur, it's a story, it's the American dream. It's what we can lose if we lose our voice. And Stu Peters here has one of the greatest shows on television because he speaks out like it is. He tells the news, what a concept. You guys need to keep supporting him and support all of us. The money goes to keep things that we're doing out there in the country to help save our country. Thank you all and God bless.
There isn't a nation on the face of the planet that takes as many pharmaceutical products as we do here in America. Yet our life expectancy is below dozens of other countries. Instead of having perfect health, we're just addicted to 100 different pills. Our bodies are racked with inflammation and chronic pain and more, obesity, as we try to balance countless poisons and toxins inside of our bloodstream. And then countless big pharma miracle drugs like remdesivir are actually just poisons that can destroy your organs and end your life. So instead of taking dozens of big pharma pills, why not take the natural product CBD and CBG? And if you haven't taken the plunge yet, today's a great opportunity as we have a 24-hour special for Stu Peters fans. Go to curable.com, that's K-U-R-I-B-L.com, K-U-R-I-B-L.com, and use the promo code STU20 for a special discount over the next 24 hours. That's STU20. Justin Finneman is the National Sales Director at Curable, and he joins us now. Justin, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Hey, I'm glad to be here, Stu, as always. Thank you.
Yeah, of course. Tell people why they should try Curable and why, especially now over the next 24 hours.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we've partnered with you, Stu, and we always have our incredible discount for your listeners with the 20% off code. All you have to do is punch in Stu at the end of your purchase. But for 24 hours, what we're doing is we're creating an additional discount on two very specific products. One is our active 2,000 milligram CBD roll-on, and the other is our 3,000 milligram full-spectrum CBD tinctures, our mint and cinnamon. And the reason we're doing that is we believe that we can attack pain and inflammation from multiple angles with those two products. One, internally, as we attack systemic inflammation with the CBD tinctures, and then externally, we can attack inflammation and pain with the CBD roll-on, so you get both effects internally, externally, to really reduce your pain and inflammation overall.
All the hemp grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. It's a family-owned business. Everything is sourced right here in my neighborhood, not too far from actually from where I was watching a baseball game last night. And this is CBD and CBG, the tinctures and the roll-ons. By the way, I use the roll-on. I use it for shoulder pain. I virtually have no shoulder pain at all anymore after using this stuff. I've tried everything. They put little laser-guided injections into the endoclavicular joint, which is a very small joint. That's what gave me all the inflammation there. They tried everything. That caused nothing but more pain. And I'm telling you, every time I went to the doctor, they did nothing but cause more chronic pain for me. I started using the CBD products from Curable. No more pain. No more pain. No more doctors. No more fake injections. You know, thousands and thousands of dollars. By the way, not covered by your insurance for some reason. I don't know why that is. Well, it was sports related. Okay, yeah, and? But this stuff is amazing. And you're not running around getting high all day like a lot of people think. Tell us about CBD a little bit more broadly.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's the biggest misconception we deal with, Stu, is everybody thinks they're going to try CBD and still get high. Okay, the cannabis plant family creates two different plants. Okay, it creates a hemp plant, which is what we're using in all of our products. All of our products are 100% derived from hemp, okay? The cannabis plant species also grows a marijuana plant, okay? That's not what we're using here, okay? We're not getting marijuana-based products. We're getting hemp-based products. Hemp-based products are high in CBD. Marijuana-based products are high in THC. That's the difference. All of the products we're talking about here today, it's 100% derived from hemp, non-psychoactive, and it will not get you high in any capacity.
Yeah, but if you do want to relax, there are THC products available at Curable as well. They have the drinks, they have the gummies, they have all kinds of different things. You can just check it out for yourself. But from the CBD side, I can definitely speak from firsthand personal experience, using it for pain, using it for relaxation, using it for meditation, using it to bolster your memory and your cognitive process, using it with kids who have an ADHD diagnosis or an ADD diagnosis. That's something that is really powerful, which is why for a very long time on this program, I ran a commercial that was specifically talking about that, because I'm passionate about that. I have a child who has a diagnosis of ADHD from some whacked out kook. And so before you just go shoving neurotoxins down their throats, before you start damaging them irreparably with, you know, Adderall and Ritalin and all of these other poisons, please try using the products from Curable. Again, K-U-R-I-B-L.com. Justin Finneman, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Stu, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Look around at what's going on right now. Banks are collapsing all over the place. And then they're getting bailed out. And who's paying for that? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say that other banks will pay. Well, how do those banks get that money? they'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed steps in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all of your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and I even do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-706-GOLD to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Call Gold Co. today, 855-706-GOLD. One of the biggest adversaries of this show, one of my biggest enemies, one of the biggest enemies of you, viewers of this program and the American public in general, is BlackRock. BlackRock's president and CEO is a man called Larry Fink. Larry Fink wants to tell you how to think. One of our biggest allies is here with us to talk more about that. Larry Fink doesn't want you or I talking about ESG. Why?
Very funny that you're interested. I mean, so the government has changed what a woman is, right? And the government wants to change what a recession is. And so when you have...
What a vaccine is, by the way, don't forget that.
What a vaccine is. I mean, this is common rhetoric of the victim card. Oh, I did this and I'm now sad and you guys hurt my feelings and blah, blah, blah. Well, when you have a platform that promotes everything that goes against God, country, and family, what do you think we're going to call it? It is ESG. President Xi in China, the communistic Luciferian over there, that's what they want. They want to control, trace you with the CBDC, with the social credit score system using artificial intelligence. That's what ESG does. It creates like things that go against our beliefs, Stu. And to say that they don't want to use the word ESG anymore, well, wake the hell up, man. Like, that's what you're doing. You're promoting a Luciferian agenda. And so here, what we do is we want to be anti-ESG and still give a voice and control to our clients that they don't have to worry about investing in this garbage. It doesn't work.
You have a plan to protect people from the Luciferian government. Very well articulately put, by the way. That's exactly what they are. I mean, Joe Biden was having a casual conversation about drinking the blood of children. I mean, this is actually happening. It was on my Twitter account. I just posted it. Very authentic video. Tweeted it out over the weekend. These are the people who are allegedly leading our country, leading the world. We have to refute that. We have to reject that. We have to be ungovernable. And the way to do that, especially by protecting your finances and the future of your children, when we win this war and the dust settles, you don't want them to be without everything that you worked extremely hard to earn and save for their future. So, you know, although he cannot give specific financial advice here due to laws, you can call him, Carlos Cortez, who, by the way, will invest based on your morals and your values and, most importantly, your faith. And then you'll be able to sleep at night knowing that you're not invested in BlackRock or Pfizer or Vanguard or any of these other Luciferian companies either. Protect yourself. Call Carlos Cortez. Book your appointment with him, 813-448-3446. Again, 813-448-3446. Or... super easy. Pick up your smartphone or go to your computer and just go to CortezWM.com, Cortez Wealth Management, CortezWM.com. Check out the Never Tax Retirement Strategy. It's part of the America First Retirement Plan. He's got a whole array of things, not beholden to the edicts of Wall Street or the fake Biden regime or selling out to the CCP because he's an independent fiduciary and he is a like-minded person. Again, CortezWM.com. I will be back all week this week at the same exact time and from this same exact studio in the crime-ridden People's Republic cesspool of criminal corruption right here in Minneapolis at the same time. Until then, God bless you.